Hello, hello. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is Ava. If you're returning, hi, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in again. If you are on a walk, on a drive, thanks for spending some time with me. It's just you and me today, as it usually is. It's September, which is so crazy. I know I'm getting old because I could talk about, the weather's changing or the seasons are changing. 2024 is flying by so fast. Like, I know I'm getting old because this is a conversation I have with people and it doesn't even feel like it just comes as second nature. Like, yes, let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about how this year has flown by. I'm actually so excited, though, for it to be September. I feel like all the months that end in burr just bring the best vibes. September, October, November, December. The vibes are so good because it just signifies like the start of holiday season. I have a fall candle burning right now. And that's all you need to know. I went to Bath & Body Works the other day with Micah, and he's such a champ. He actually, you know, dare I say, I think he had fun. We picked out some fall soaps, some hand soaps to put in the kitchen and the bathroom, which will just automatically set a good vibe. I think we picked out two. One was like a pumpkin vanilla flavor, please. I wish. And the other was an apple crisp kind of scent. Very excited about that. The way I get so excited about a seasonal hand soap actually sends me, and I'm like, okay, maybe I am aging. Like, this is a sign. It's okay though, because I had so much fun doing that. I just love, like, that signifies the start of fall for me. The Bath & Body Works trip signifies it all. I'm like, as soon as I do that, this is how I know the holiday season is amongst us. And I just feel like September is like the preliminary month to all of that. So I'm really excited. I haven't decorated the house yet or done anything like that. I'm gonna wait maybe like 2 weeks, but yeah, that'll be really, really fun. I want to deck this place out. I feel like especially because of obviously living here, there's no seasons other than summer and like winter, but even winter here is like a Hawaiian winter, and so it doesn't get cold here. The coldest it'll get is like high 60s maybe, and everyone will be decked out in like a full sweat set, be shivering because it's just so, that's like cold for us. But yeah, I feel like in September, October, it's still so hot. So I need to get the vibes of fall going inside the home, since outside, as soon as I step outside, it's so hot. And I hate complaining about that because like, it's so beautiful. But yeah, I do love this season. I'm excited to get into the fall mood. I want to do some baking. I feel like fall is the perfect season to do that. I'm not a huge pumpkin girl. Like, I don't love the flavor pumpkin that much in baked goods. It really depends though. My mom makes these pumpkin muffins, which are really good, but like pumpkin cheesecake, not my favorite. If it's really strong pumpkin flavor, I don't normally love it, or the smell, unless it's like in a candle, but that's different. I don't know. Raw pumpkin, no. I am excited to carve a pumpkin though. That'll be really fun. Do all the fall little activities. I don't know if it's too early to be getting into that, because I know fall doesn't start until the 22nd, but to me, as soon as it's September 1st, I'm like, okay, summer's over. It's time to get into the fall cozy mood. And I'm really excited to do that, especially like living in my new house. I guess it's still relatively new. I've been living here for 5 months, but it'll be my first time decorating here. And so I just feel like I'm going to have so much fun with that for fall. I'm definitely going to do the most for Christmas decorating the house. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be vlogging all of that for YouTube. So if you don't watch me on YouTube, this is your sign. If you feel like it, if not, that's also fine. But yeah, I'm excited to get all those festive videos going. I'm currently sipping on an Olipop apple crisp because those just came back. That was like their seasonal flavor for fall and winter. And I've been twiddling my thumbs, waiting very impatiently for it to come back, because it's my favorite flavor of Olipop, which, if you don't know, is this like prebiotic soda. And I don't drink soda unless it's my guilty pleasure. Will forever be a Diet Coke, and nothing will ever hit like it. I'll say it, nothing will. But Olipop is a really close second. And so that's something I like actually keep in the house. But I have that in a wine glass right now because I'm creating a vibe here. And anytime you put any juice, I don't care what it is, it could literally be Capri Sun, if you put it in a glass of wine, or if you put it in a wine glass, it just tastes so much better. So I'm currently drinking that. I have my apple candle burning. The vibes are really, really good. And it's football season. Not me making this into like a current events podcast, but I think, yeah, an hour or two, the first NFL game of the season is on and I'm so excited, which I never thought I would be like actually as into football as I am. I feel like it used to be like, oh yeah, I'm into football, just to be like, you know, just to be like that. But now I actually really enjoy it, especially because Micah got me super into it. And when you're dating someone who's so into football, it's kind of inevitable to either get sucked into it also, because you either learn to love it or you'll just constantly be pissed off that they're like watching football all the time. And Micah, he's a super fan for sure. His whole family are diehard Steelers fans. And so dating him, obviously, I've gotten to learn a lot about football. This is so embarrassing. I used to watch it a lot. Like, I used to go to a lot of games. I had a lot of fun with that. Never bothered to learn what was actually going on. I didn't know what a down was, which is actually so embarrassing because that's like a huge part of the game. I was like, what does third down mean? Why are they flipping these numbers? What's going on? Had no idea. So now that I have a better idea of football, it actually makes it a lot more fun to watch, because when you don't know what's going on, it's kind of like, I don't really know what I'm watching for here. But now it's really fun. And he's also just so passionate about it. Like, picture a grown man literally like just jumping, screaming off the couch over, you know, a good tackle, two men running at full speed at each other. Like, it's quite the scene. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like as adults, it's really easy to get caught up in our daily routines and kind of lose touch with the curiosity we had when we were kids, but it's never too late to step out of your comfort zone, embrace new learning experiences. Therapy can play such a crucial role in reconnecting us with that sense of wonder and remind us that the back to school feeling can come at any age. Take me, for example. I recently started on a new journey to become a certified personal trainer. It's been an interesting experience so far, reigniting my love for learning and using that muscle, like using my brain in that way again. And it showed me how much more exciting it is to study something that you're passionate about. So with that being said, I'm not sure if I would have had the courage to pursue this path if it weren't for support I've received through therapy. It's given me so much confidence to pivot in my career and embrace the journey that I'm on. Life is such a journey, and staying open to new experiences, being open to learning new skills and saying yes to new things can make it all the more fulfilling. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind. So I'm excited about that. I'm also mentally preparing to say goodbye to my boyfriend as I know it anytime the Steelers are playing. So yeah, I feel like, what is that saying? If you can't beat them, join them. There is nothing that would stop him from catching the game. So I could either be like really irritated at that, or I could be like, you know what? I'm going to watch it with you. This is fun. So yeah, if you can't beat them, join them. So I will be joining him. But it's kind of funny how, and I'm sure some of you experience this if you have a football lover in your life, but they get so emotionally invested. And I wonder what the girl equivalent to that is. Like, for a guy who's just super deeply obsessed with football to the point where if their team loses, the rest of their day is bad. Like, what is the female equivalent to that? I know there is one. Maybe it's finding out that Justin Bieber's having a baby and your shot is gone. I'm just kidding. Also, baby Bieber is born. Can't believe that. Don't tell that to 2013 Ava, because she would be sick to her stomach, but it's okay. Everything worked out. Speaking of Bieber, I bought my first products from Rode, which is Hailey's company. I've just seen so much about it on my TikTok. It's like attacking me with all these reviews, and honestly, her stuff looks really good. So I was like, you know what? Let me contribute to baby Bieber's future college tuition. Let me feel like I played a part in sending them to college and like paying for that by buying from the mom's company. So I bought two of the lip peptides, and then I bought two of the pocket blushes. I've got to say, y'all weren't lying. Like, it's really, really good. I really like her products. So I'm excited to test that out a little bit. I also just feel like in this time of year, I have a lot of fun playing around with makeup, and I'll definitely wear more of it and have fun with it in that way, just because I feel like during the summer, I don't like to have a lot of stuff on my skin. Obviously, it's just like so hot out, and I feel like I just embrace whatever I've got going on. But in the fall, I really like to play with all the berry tones and kind of just have some more fun with makeup. So I'm excited to do that. I am bringing back, well, I'm going to try and resurrect my beauty guru 13-year-old self, which if you didn't know, that's how I started out on social media. Well, I started out as a Justin Bieber fan page on YouTube. OGs know this. And then I made the channel that exists now. It used to be called Beauty by Ava. And now here we are. I don't do too much beauty stuff anymore, but I feel like I want to because, I don't know, it's just so fun, silly, and I really enjoy doing it. So I'm trying to get better at makeup myself. I feel like I know the bare minimum, but I want to get good at doing my makeup. You know those girls that, or like boys that you see, whoever's doing their makeup and it just looks so good, and you're like, how do I replicate this? I want to be able to do my makeup like that. Like I want someone to look at me and be like, damn, your makeup looks so good, because that's like a flex. To know how to do your makeup on your face, like I don't know. I just feel like that'd be a really fun skill. It's hard. Like it's not as easy, I feel like, as it looks. Makeup is truly an art. So I don't know. When was the last time anyone watched a YouTube tutorial? Like a YouTube makeup tutorial. That is what got me into YouTube in the first place. That would be super nostalgic. But like, who are we watching these days for makeup tips? I feel like all of it happens on TikTok, which is crazy because I go back in my day, all the makeup tips were found on YouTube. And that's why I had my beauty channel, because I wanted to be like them too. So anyway, that's what's going on. No other super big life updates. If you listened to my last episode, I have fully recovered from my self-inflicted concussion, so feeling good about that there. I'm not gonna lie, I've been really bad with my whole school routine. So if you have any tips, please help a girl out. Like if you also do online school, to like stay focused and on track and motivated, because I manage my own time and stuff for the work things that I do, but I don't know, it feels a lot harder to do for school. So I haven't been in a super good routine of that. But I need to be, because I want to get this whole certificate program to be a CPT done by the end of the year. That's my goal. I don't know if that's super ambitious or not, but that's hopefully the goal. And in more exciting news, Micah's moving home. I want to record an episode with him because he's finally getting stationed here. He's got his dream job. He's so excited. I'm so excited. So I'm going to go up in a few days to Maui to help him move out of his house that he was renting. So yeah, I'm gonna help him move out of there. And then, yeah, by next week, he'll be home. I'm so excited. It'll be, I wanna record or like talk about this when I record with him, because it'll be a really interesting shift, because right now he's home for 4 days. So I have like 3 nights with him. I have the 4 days with him. And then I have 6 days where he's gone and I can completely do my own thing, grind, do my work, have a good routine. So that's been the like routine that we've been in the past, what, like 5 or 6 months? And so we've really made it work, but it'll be interesting now that he moves home. Like I still need to be on my shit. I don't want to get super like wrapped up, and yeah, I still want to remain in a good routine. So that'll be a new schedule, a new kind of chapter to figure out together, but I'm really excited about it. I'm super excited for him to be moving home. Also with like the nature of his job, he's going to be still gone when he works, because firefighters do, or here at least, do 24-hour shifts. Which is good because I'll still have like my alone time. So it's a really interesting schedule. It's not your typical 9 to 5 where you have off on the weekends and you're home every night. I actually really love the firefighter schedule, and it's really flexible because yeah, you can always like shift sub and then have more days off. It's really, really nice, and it works really well with the schedule, or lack thereof, that I have with myself. So that's probably my biggest life update, that my living alone era is again coming to an end. But yeah, I'll still have quite a bit of alone time, which is good, which I need. When I was thinking of what I wanted to talk about this week, I was looking at like episodes that I've done and things I've already talked about. And I read the feedback. I know that some of these episodes, like the things I'm saying, get repetitive. And I don't know, I guess that's what happens when you're a solo podcast and you don't have other ideas, other perspectives to bounce off of. And so sometimes that makes it hard, not to complain, but sometimes like, I don't know, I'm only one person with one set of opinions and one outlook on things. And I really enjoy doing guest episodes because I feel like it opens up a complete new perspective and it lets me look at things in a different way. And it's also different for you guys. But I'm going to try and not just keep saying the same things, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's like, these are the thoughts that I have. And unless something really changes in my life and my perspective and outlooks and beliefs, it's like I'm probably gonna have the same set of ideas. But I'm always open to suggestions on what you want me to talk about, things you want me to speak on. But yeah, I've honestly been feeling really stuck with the podcast because I feel like I just have nothing new to say and I have nothing of interest to say. And I feel like I've felt that for a while now, but now that I'm seeing comments of like people noticing it, I'm like, shoot, okay, people are noticing it. It's time to step it up a bit, change it up maybe. I just don't know in what way I want to do that, but I almost just feel like I have nothing left interesting to say. And you might be, some of you might be listening to this like, so true. I feel like you always literally repeat the same things. And some of you might be like, no, I love listening to these episodes. So whatever you feel, it's valid. But I don't even know how I got onto that topic. I think I just needed to like tell someone that, because sometimes I sit down with this microphone in my hand and I'm like, is this worth putting out onto the internet? Like, I don't want to put junk out there. And I know that people are going to perceive this and listen to this. So it's important that I say something of value, you know? But yeah, anyway, don't know how I went down that whole rabbit hole. But I was talking about what I wanted to talk about today, which is my tips for being confident, feeling your best self. And I know this is a concept I've talked about before, but I kind of wanted to have a dedicated episode to it because I feel like I've sprinkled some of my advice here and there in different advice sessions or just different episodes that I've done. But I wanted to have an episode where I talk about my tips here. And I feel like I've gone on quite my own journey of learning to love myself, learning to be confident in who I am. It hasn't always been the prettiest journey and it hasn't always just been like linear. There's been ups and downs, but I do feel like this is the most confident I've ever felt in myself, which is really good because I've spent so much of my life just like doubting myself, not happy with who I am, how I am, what I look like. And that's just, I don't know, I've come to realize that that's such a waste of precious life that I'm not going to get back. And I don't want to look back on my life one day and think, I wish I was nicer to myself, or I had it so good and I didn't even know, or if only I wasn't so hard on myself. I don't want to feel that. And confidence and how you feel about yourself, how you perceive yourself, plays such a big role in our everyday lives. It controls how we feel, how we interact with people. So I wanted to talk about that today. Just my tips for feeling your best, feeling confident in yourself. I think it's such an important thing to talk about. And even if I've said some of these ideas or pieces of advice before, maybe it'll hit different. Because I know for me, sometimes when I hear a piece of advice, it isn't when I needed to hear it. Maybe today is the day you need to hear it. So I hope that this episode maybe helps some of you out. This is just personally some of the things that have helped me with my confidence journey. Everyone's journey is going to be different. But yeah, I just wanted to share some of this with you today so that you can also feel your best. Okay, I moved into my room. I'm laying down now. So if the audio sounds a little bit different, that's because I changed locations. I feel like I have a bit of a recipe for when I want to feel confident, things that add to my confidence. So I'm going to start with the things that are a little bit easier to do, a little bit more just like kind of mindless, I guess, because there's certain things which I'll get into, which definitely take some effort, because this is the sort of thing that I feel like if you really want it, it's something that you work towards. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's frustrating because obviously everything always looks so picture perfect of people's lives from the outside, unless they really let you in. And you know, how often is that happening, especially online, which is the people we're mostly comparing ourselves to? But things can look so perfect, things can look like they just come so easy for people, looks like confidence just comes so easy for people. I have found time and time again that the people that I always assumed to have it all together, to love themselves so much, to just exude confidence, have gone through so much trying to get there and are constantly battling with that every single day of being confident. And so I know it can be really frustrating when you're on this journey yourself because it looks so easy for everyone else. That's just the illusion. And it really usually isn't like that. Usually I feel like there's more that meets the eye to people's story when it comes to confidence and self-love. And online, it's really easy to just look at someone and be like, wow, they look so perfect, you know, whatever it is. But it's important to know that regardless of what you're comparing yourself to, if you're even going through something like that, you have your own journey and it's going to look different. It's not always going to be linear, but it's also so possible and so within your reach to change that and love yourself and grow your confidence that you have with yourself. I promise it's not impossible, even if sometimes it feels like that, even if sometimes it feels like you're never going to get there. I feel like for me, with these little things that I've done that I've gathered over the years, there's things that are easier for me to do that help, and there's things that take a little bit more effort but are very much so worth it. So I'll get into all of those things, all of the above. Something that has always helped me, which is definitely maybe a little more vain, but if it helps, it helps. And it's like, it's not bad to care about how you look. That's not like wrong of you to care about that, is wearing things that make you feel confident. It's okay to care about stuff like that. And that has always affected my confidence. I remember even back in middle school when I would be wearing something that didn't feel like me, that I didn't feel comfortable in, that was like constantly just like, I was tugging at it and I wasn't comfortable in the way my body felt in it. Somehow I would just have the worst day ever because I would constantly be in my head like, I don't feel good in this. Are people like, what are people perceiving of me in this? I don't feel confident. That is such an easy fix. And if something is an easy fix in terms of helping your confidence, why not do it? Even if it is seen as like, quote unquote, silly to care about something like this, it's okay to care. It's good to care. And I noticed for me, when I really started to find my personal style, it made such a big difference in my confidence because I was finally wearing things that felt like me. And a big part of that was really trying to separate myself from current trends. And it's really hard, especially if you are online a lot like I am. I have really tried to lessen the time that I spend scrolling on my phone, not even only for like my mental health and because it's, you know, just a lot sometimes, but also because I feel like sometimes it's really easy to get swept up in, oh, this is trending right now. This is what's cool. This is what's in. That means that I have to be wearing that. And that's just so untrue. I feel like, especially for me, it got really bad maybe in 2020, because that's when I feel like all of us, especially, you know, during quarantine, were really looking towards our phones. There were just so many trends that were cycling in and out, and I would constantly be buying them, which one, just isn't good in general, but two, it wasn't actually me. And so I would wear these clothes and it wouldn't feel like me. I wouldn't feel confident in them. Something like that can really make a difference. I feel like the last two or so years, I've been on this journey of finding my personal style, which has helped me so much because I know what I feel good in. I know what boosts my mood and makes me feel confident in what I'm wearing. And that plays such a big role, especially if I'm doing something, let's say I'm about to speak on a panel or something, I'm about to public speak. If I wear something that I'm not confident in, chances are it's going to affect my confidence going into that whole thing. And what you wear and how you feel about yourself, what you wear and how you feel about the way you're presenting yourself, that's something that's pretty easily fixed, I feel like. So why add that to the list of things that don't make you, you know, feel your best? This is a sort of thing that I feel like takes some time, and it also takes separating yourself from watching these fashion videos of like micro trends that are happening right now. What's trending this fall? What's in right now? All of that doesn't matter. What matters is what you like, what you feel good in, what makes you feel confident in yourself, what helps you like put your best self forward into the world. Because when you feel good about that, it just makes such a big difference. So why not do it? You know what I mean? For me, I feel like I have really been trying to figure out what silhouettes I like to wear, what style of pants I like to wear, what colors I feel like look best on me. And that aside, whatever like would look best, whatever I feel the best in is most important. And what I really truly like, what is my actual personal style? I'm still kind of figuring that out, but I feel like I have a much better idea of that now rather than just running to what's trending. And that's not to say that sometimes I don't like a trend, so I will buy into it or follow it. But for so long, it was this constant cycle that I feel like I lost complete sense of personal style, which personal style plays a really big role, at least for me, and I know for a lot of people, with presenting yourself and confidence. So pay more attention to what you feel good in. If you really feel good in an outfit, be like, okay, noted. I can base more outfits around this or style more outfits like this. And on the topic of how we look, even just getting ready, I don't get ready for other people. I get ready for myself. I get ready because one, it's fun to do. And two, it can really boost my confidence sometimes. And I feel like overall, it's the act of putting in the effort for yourself is an act of self-love. So it feels really good to do that. And it has always just had such a positive effect on me. When I get ready and put effort into my appearance, it's not even the appearance that matters, but just knowing that I put effort into myself feels super, super good. This next one is really important. And I didn't realize how important it was until it was kind of out of my life. Being around people who are confident, being around people who speak positively about themselves, it's so true that the energy you surround yourself with will seep onto you. And if you are constantly with people who are negative, saying negative things about themselves and being super self-deprecating, listen, do I make self-deprecating jokes every once in a while? Yes. But for the most part, what comes out of my mouth when I talk about myself, I have to be the one that has my back. You know what I mean? I'm going to be talking highly of myself, and I know how much the words that you say about yourself can affect what you believe is truth and what you think. And so when you are around someone who is constantly just really negative, and obviously that's really sad for them, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person. But I noticed that when I started hanging out with people who thought so highly of themselves, took care of themselves, spoke to themselves super nicely, and had so much confidence within themselves and gave themselves so much love, that really inspired me, one, and also just being around that naturally rubbed off on me as well. So it could go either way. The positive could rub off on you, or the negative could. And it's not a matter of like, okay, I need to cut off every single person, but I think it is important to pay attention to who you're spending a lot of time around, who you're pouring energy into, because who you surround yourself will play such a big role in yourself. And I love surrounding myself with women who are strong and confident, and seeing that, being around that, makes me also want to be like that. Even if I'm not realizing it in the moment, it will subconsciously just like rub off on you. Okay, this is where we start getting a little more intentional, I'll say, because this is something that takes a little bit more effort and something you really have to be wanting and willing to do. So we'll start off with this. Get to know yourself more. When you really start to put in the effort to understand yourself more, understand your emotions, understand your triggers, your traumas, the things that make you happy, the things that make you sad, the things that make you feel triggered. Getting to know yourself in all the different ways, getting to know what you like, what you love to do, what you don't like to do, getting to know yourself in all of these different areas as a whole will help so much, because the more you learn about yourself, the more there is to love. And I'm a firm believer in that. I think a lot of us, sometimes it's just so easy to like go through the everyday motions of life. There's so many things to do, things to be done, work to be done. And it's really hard to kind of get out of that rat race cycle sometimes and like have intentional time of being like, okay, here I am. I exist. I'm going to exist with myself for the entire time that I do exist. This is who I am. This is who I'm quote unquote stuck with. Stuck sounds kind of negative. This is who I am with the rest of my life. I'm with myself. If I understand myself more, you have more empathy towards yourself. You have more of an understanding. And for me, going on a self-discovery journey, and this is truly ongoing, I'm still trying to understand myself. And I think as we grow up and learn and change, it's just forever going to be an ongoing process. But the more that you do that, and the more that you spend time with yourself, getting to know yourself, the more confidence you have, because like I said, you have more empathy, you have more of an understanding. And the more that I learn about myself, the more that I love. For so long, I feel like I was kind of just a shell of myself. I didn't really know who I was other than just what I was doing. And I feel like now I have a much deeper understanding of myself, and it has helped me love myself so much more, because before I feel like I was going through the motions. I feel like I was, this doesn't sound like a really weird concept, but I feel like I was personality stealing. Like I would spend so much time with other people, so much time online, that I would take pieces of other people's personality and take it on as my own. But really spending time alone has helped so much with that, because taking out all the outside noise, being with just myself, it's like, okay, who am I? Who am I without all this other, who am I without all these other things and all these other influences? That has helped me so, so, so much. So spending time alone, getting to know yourself better, inherently helped my confidence so much, which initially wasn't even the goal. It was just to get to know myself better and be okay spending time alone. But in turn, my confidence grew so much. All right, this whole concept of what I'm about to talk about is something I've talked about before in my YouTube videos, honestly, probably here on the podcast too. So it will be kind of familiar to you if you've been around listening, but it's something that has been super transformative in my life and something that has truly just worked every single time. Like this is, for me, foolproof. And I know for so many other people, this is not an original concept. It's actually from Ed Mylett. I initially heard about this whole idea from another podcast, actually, The Skinny Confidential, one of the episodes that he did with them. And this advice I have just taken with me. And I feel like there's so much advice that we hear on the internet. There's so many pieces of advice that we receive in our heads, and it's not often that one actually sticks. I'm sure you all feel this too, but I'll scroll past a TikTok, someone says something really insightful and meaningful, and I'm like, oh, this is great advice, I'll save it. Never think about it again, never look back at my saves to have the chance to think about it again. But this is one of those things that actually stuck with me, and it takes a lot for something from the internet that someone tells me to actually stick with me. So this one, yeah, has been really impactful in my life and definitely takes the most effort. So this is something that you really have to want for yourself, because I'm going to hold your hand when I tell you this, but it takes some work and it's not always easy, but it's always going to be worth it. And that is keeping the promises that you make to yourself. Ava, we've heard this before. I'm going to keep saying this until each one of you has been influenced by this idea of when you keep the promises that you make to yourself, your confidence grows because the trust that you have with yourself grows. Do the things you say you're going to do instead of just being all talk. Because if it comes to the point where you say you're going to do these things, you say you're going to make these changes, and then you simply don't, that's when shit goes downhill, because you're like, well, it's okay if I just let it slip this one time, and that one time becomes two times, and you lose that trust with yourself. You're not going to believe yourself when you say, okay, this is important to me, I'm going to make it happen, because what evidence do you have to back that up? Versus when you do the hard things, when you show up for yourself, when you keep these promises. And this can be in so many forms, like I'm going to work out 3 times a week, whatever your goal is. And you keep that promise you make to yourself, your confidence is going to grow because of that. And because your trust grows with yourself. And when you trust yourself, your world changes. For so long, I would just make excuse upon excuse. Let's just use working out for an example, but this can apply honestly anywhere with eating habits or different routines and things you want to implement. But for me, we'll just go with working out. When I would say, okay, I'm going to work out tomorrow, and then I didn't. You know that feeling when you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it and you feel like shit. That compounds on itself when you keep doing that. And it can just get really negative. But think of the opposite. If you do the things you say you're going to do, you work out when you say you're going to work out, imagine how much better you're going to feel. And that compounding on itself. Obviously, this isn't always easy, because the things that we want to do for ourselves aren't always easy, but it's always worth it. It's worth it because you are worth it. And so putting that effort into yourself, into feeling good, will just always be worth the time, the effort, the energy. And it's not about being motivated, because motivation will truly be something that you can never rely on, because it comes and goes. What you can always rely on is yourself. If you keep the promises you make to yourself, your discipline will come into so much play here. And it's really going to come down to, do you really want it or not? Do you really want whatever it is for yourself? But in so many ways in my life, I have like applied this idea of keeping the promises you make to yourself, building your confidence, and it has just deemed true every single time. And so much in my life has changed ever since I really started putting that idea in the forefront of my mind and in the forefront of what I do. And yeah, it's been really impactful for me. I feel like I have so much more trust within myself now, and I trust myself. When I say I'm going to do something, I know I'm going to do it. Do I slip up here and there? Yes, but what I'm doing outweighs what I'm not doing. Like when I choose to not do something or I flake on myself, it's not more than what I'm actually doing for myself. I just made that way more complicated than it needs to be. I'm more doing the thing than not doing the thing. So I'm in the green. You can apply this whole idea to whatever goals you have for yourself, work related, school related, health related. Try it out. They don't have to be huge. Start off small. Like they don't have to be massive, huge asks from yourself, because like keep it realistic at first. Just build that trust first and then take it from there and literally like watch your life change. And that sounds so motivational podcast of me, but like I'm so passionate about this because it has truly been so impactful in my life. And so I just always will talk about this any chance I get, because I'm like, this has changed my life. I wonder, you know, if it can change anyone else's, and if it can, why would I not spread the good word? You know what I mean? So anyway, that applies into so many areas, and I'm not going to talk about all the other things I do to like boost my confidence, like working out, eating healthy, eating good whole foods, because all of that kind of falls into what I was just talking about, those kind of promises, because it's not always easy to do those things. It's not always easy to get up and work out. It's not always easy to choose the healthier option. And obviously, balance is important in anything in life. And life is also meant to be enjoyed. Food is meant to be enjoyed. But yeah, start to do the things you say you're going to do. Back them up for yourself. Do it for you. It will always be worth it, even if it's hard. A harder today will make for an easier tomorrow instead of the other way around. So try it out. Again, this is not some original concept that I've come up with. I wish it was, but it's something that I've really followed, I would say, the last like year and a half. And I honestly think that's why I feel the most confident that I ever have, because I've applied that into so many different aspects of my life, specifically wellness, I would say. So I'm going to end it on that thought, leave you with that to think about, chew on, do for yourself. I hope you enjoyed this episode. The goal is to at least help one of you out there. So if I did, then my goal is complete. Thank you so much for listening to All the Things on My Mind.